I didn't know what it was. So I went on. I mean, I can never go on that jack on that night. You know that man drunk, he's even kissing me now. That's a fact. I was adding with $20. I didn't know. That's my first trip.
Oh, he was come home drunk. Everybody had to leave the house.
That's my first time. My first trip. I don't know. So, you know, when I stood up with JP's mom and dad, I was hoping in the house, some house cards. And everything, then I hope we pick cotton, chop
you
cotton.
You pick cotton too?
Mm-hmm. For a while. Chop cotton and pick cotton.
And you'll let them out down here to pick cotton. Y'all used to get out, sometime you need to go and pick cotton.
Uh-huh. And then, when I got big enough, my mom said we were working with somebody else. Mm. But we really had our own field with mom. You know, when my sister and brother were growing up.
Oh.
So this is the first time of year, everybody be out of school going to pick cotton.
Mm-hmm. Everybody go pick cotton, make them some money to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
To buy you something new to go to school with. That's what we used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When we were small. But I never, when the panic was on, I never was in the panic, but I was born, you know, right out of panic woods. Because I know when we was in the fourth grade, Miss Barnes, she was trying to teach us about these things, you know, what happened a long time ago, but we never could understand it, you know. Mm-hmm. And she tried to teach us about, you know, how money go and everything, and how people were, you know, about not getting food and stuff like that. And Diamond had stamps and all this stuff, and see, we couldn't understand because she had them passed out of time when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she used to, I wish I could see Miss Barnes when Miss Barnes did now. She used to kill me, she used to whoop me all that, but she was right. I look at it now, she was right. Because she wanted like summertime calm, she wanted all the spring calm. Okay, after summer go off, and then winter start coming in, like from now, this summer, she'll learn about, you know, we'll sing Thanksgiving songs. Christmas song, we'll sing Christmas song. That give you a good spirit in school, you know, things like that, it give you a good spirit in school. Now, that's the only teacher, when I was in the fourth grade, really gave us a little stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, how life's supposed to be. Because now, she was a fourth grade teacher. But now she could make you feel that's as good and make you understand a whole lot that you can understand. But as I left her room, I was just blind, but I never did understand no more.
What about Miss Dunn? What about Miss Dunn?
What
Miss Dunn?
When I went?
Yeah, I done you done.
Oh, okay.
She was all right.
I done you up in Atlanta, too.
No, she's saying great, but I done you done.
Well, what about, you all had a fireplace, right?
We used to have to cook on the fireplace, eggs, fried bread.
You fried your own bread? You fried bread?
Uh-huh. Fried on the
oven. How you fried bread?
No, put your beef in the oven, put some coal out there, and let the skillet go on top of the coal. And then sit up there and turn it over, flip it over.
It was fried bread.
And then we used to, when we stayed before we moved over here, before we moved, we used to iron with them hot iron, doing the iron. The smoothing iron,
no
I said. Yeah.
No cord.
We didn't have no electric light. We had to iron with the smoothing iron.
How do you do that?
Shoot them to the fire.
Let the iron get hot. It may just like a regular iron, you know, it got the handle.
But it's iron.
But it's steel iron all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
It got a handle in the base part, it made like an iron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's steel iron. And you put it on, you find it, it gets hot.